Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel remains mild. Clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem offer a pleasant evening. Haifa also enjoys a comfortable night, perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, this evening, former Mossad chief Yossi Cohen spoke against the agreement with Iran. He urged caution at a Memorial Day ceremony. That's from Walla and came in just over an hour ago. Also, earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that Iran's nuclear sites could have become another Auschwitz if not for Israel's actions. He spoke at the Remembrance Day opening. This is reported by I-24 News. Also this hour, Israeli security agencies have revealed an Iranian terror network aiming at strategic oil pipelines. The Mossad, IDF, and Shin Bet were involved in this operation. Ynet reported this earlier today. Separately, Israel Hayom highlighted a view that renewed fighting in Iran might be preferable to any agreement. This report was updated just minutes ago. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reports the IDF is intensifying efforts to prevent civilian returns to southern Lebanon post-ceasefire. This update came less than an hour ago. Here's what people are saying online. Jono Hayes, a broadcaster, explained just minutes ago why trust between the U.S. and Iran has faltered amid recent military tensions. Kaveh Sharouz, a human rights lawyer, criticized a public figure's reaction to not receiving special treatment, posting just now. The Foundation for Defense of Democracies posted that Turkey's decision to imprison Israeli officials fits into a broader strategy by Erdogan's government. This came in just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with the former Mossad chief, Yossi Cohen, who emphasized Israel must remain vigilant with ongoing negotiations with Iran. He expressed concerns during a Memorial Day ceremony, as reported by Walla. Cohen's caution underscores the delicate balance Israel navigates in regional diplomacy. Turning to Netanyahu's remarks, he highlighted the critical role of Israel, alongside the United States, in preventing Iran's nuclear ambitions. His speech, covered by I-24 News, reinforces Israel's stance on global security cooperation. This rhetoric aims to solidify international alliances. Meanwhile, Ynet details the disruption of an Iranian terror network targeting vital infrastructure. The coordinated effort by Israeli intelligence agencies showcases proactive measures to safeguard national security. This development reassures citizens of ongoing vigilance against external threats. In a related development, Israel Hayom discussed the potential for renewed conflict with Iran. Some view this as more favorable than a flawed agreement. The timing of such discourse reflects growing tensions and strategic recalibrations. Finally, the Jerusalem Post's report on the IDF's efforts in southern Lebanon highlights ongoing security challenges. Despite the ceasefire, the region remains volatile, emphasizing the need for sustained peace-building efforts. On the economic front, first, optimism prevails on Wall Street amid the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Investors are hopeful as talks to extend the truce continue. This is reported by Walla Business. Separately, El Al is expanding its fleet with 6 new Boeing Dreamliners. This move aims to boost their long-haul service capabilities. News from Globes. And finally, in a project by Calculist and Poalim Tech, industry leaders discuss the challenges of replicating success in business ventures. Insights from this discussion highlight the uniqueness of each entrepreneurial journey. CTech reported this. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.